This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Anna Zamora, a 21-year-old Dallas college student and part-time hotel receptionist, got an unexpected seat on a national stage this week. First Lady Michelle Obama sent an invite to her husband's State of the Union speech in Washington, D.C. Zamora is a dreamer, brought to this country from Mexico as a toddler. She's set to graduate from Northwood University's Cedar Hill campus this spring. Anna Zamora, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What was that night like?
It was amazing from the beginning to the end. I still reminisce about it. And I mean, it's very fresh in my mind. And it was a lovely love experience that I wouldn't change it for anything.
How did you end up in Washington this week? I understand it started with a letter you wrote?
Yeah, that's correct. So I wrote a letter to President Obama back in September 2014. And in the letter, I expressed my story and what I expected from the future and how grateful I was to be a recipient of DACA.
Let's talk a little bit about your story. You came here when you were about a year old. Do you have any memory of Mexico?
I don't. I wish I did. Mexico is obviously my home country, and I would love to visit one day, but this is my country, and this is what I know. This is where I grew up.
I wonder, when you were about to graduate from Williams Prep High School in Dallas, were you worried about what would happen?
I have had some fear. At that point, when I graduated from high school, I didn't have a status in the United States. I was actually granted DACA my sophomore year of college.
Mm-hmm. And we should say DACA is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals that the president introduced 2 years ago. So how did DACA affect you specifically?
It provided me the opportunity to finally get a better job, something that I actually wanted to apply for. And so I am very grateful for that. I have a social and a employment authorization, which I know it's a temporary status, but it has gotten me very, very far.
President Obama announced an executive action on immigration a few months ago. It's deferred action for parents. Will that have an impact on your family?
Yeah. So through DAPA, my parents will actually be blessed through that program as well.
One thing I noticed on Tuesday night, there was a Republican congressman from Iowa named Steve King. He wrote a tweet that said, quote, "Obama perverts prosecutorial discretion by inviting a deportable to sit in a place of honor." Is it hard to hear personally those kind of descriptions?
It is hard to hear. It's hard to hear that there are still people that do not see my work ethic and do not see how much of a asset I am to the United States. So yeah, definitely.
So after all this passes, what's next for you?
I want to continue my education. So I will graduate by May 2015 with my bachelor's in business administration. And I will more than likely continue working for 2 years. And then after that, I want to pursue my master's in education.
Anna Zamora, fresh from Washington and this week's State of the Union address. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.